this time we're with the local news for Sunday, November 22nd, 2015. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Jim Plank in the Daily Mail reports that the Catskill Town Board overrode the tax cap at a special meeting November 20th and will raise taxes to cover a $3 million,407,298 budget shortfall. The board adopted a $5.9 million budget at the meeting November 20th. Town Budget Officer Michael Richardson said the town was getting no new state aid, the mortgage tax has not yet recovered from the recession, and that property tax revenues are, quote, always under stress because there's no major growth in Catskill, unquote. Catskill will need a 5% tax levy, officials say, to break even. The votes on the budget issue were 4-0. Catskill will host another special meeting Monday, November 23rd at 8 a.m. to discuss several personnel changes, with qualifications to be discussed in executive session and an open session to discuss and act on a policy on medical insurance for active employees and retirees. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Public News Service has this report about the proposal to raise the minimum wage in New York.
Fair wage advocates say a report released this week by a business group predicting dire consequences if the minimum wage is raised to $15 an hour doesn't reflect reality. The report by the Long Island Association says more than 23,000 Long Island jobs would be lost and property taxes would go up by $54 million. But Anita Halas, director of Long Island Jobs with Justice, says that simply isn't true.
That kind of rhetoric just feeds off of the fears that people hold, having been disproven multiple times through case studies that raising the minimum wage is actually really good for our economy.
The business group study did say a wage hike would increase local spending by $3 billion over 5 years and add an undetermined number of jobs. Governor Cuomo recently proposed raising the state minimum wage to $15 an hour. Advocates for raising the wage say businesses would benefit from that increased spending and that a higher minimum wage would reduce the need for government benefits like food stamps. According to Halas, taxpayers have been footing the bill for low wages for years.
I think that we need to look at the amount in which corporations are profiting off of keeping wages low and essentially forcing taxpayers to subsidize the wages of these workers who are depending on our social safety net.
Labor leaders say raising the minimum wage would also increase tax revenues, benefiting both state and municipal budgets. For New York News Connection, I'm Andrea Sears.
The National Weather Service in Albany predicts a slight chance of showers before noon on Sunday, mostly sunny otherwise with a high near 44 and a low around 24. Monday should be mostly sunny with a high near 36 and a low around 24. And Tuesday should be mostly sunny with a high near 40. You're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, listener-supported creative community radio.